glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Welcome to this cold and snowy Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm Tim Nelson from the WLUJ Great News Media Studios on Mason Street in Springfield. Thank you for listening today. Well, if the angels rejoice over one sinner who repents, like it says in Luke chapter 15, verse 10, then the angelic hosts are numbered among the spectators in the heavenly grandstands. They're included among those who are referred to as so great a cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 12, verse 1, and they never miss any of the details of our earthly pilgrimages, nor does our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, overlook what goes on here. As the Bible says, all things are open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. In his book, Though I Walk Through the Valley, Dr. Vance Havner told of an old preacher who worked into the night on a sermon for his small congregation. His wife inquired why he spent so much time on a message he would give to so few. Well, this minister replied by saying, "You forgot, my dear, how large of an audience it'll be." Dr. Havner added, "Nothing is trivial here if heaven looks on. We shall play a better game if, seeing we are encompassed, we remember who is in the grandstand."
At the completion of the Golden Gate, no, the angels did not celebrate.
And when the right boys blew their birds, no angelic shouts were heard.
There's only one thing that we're sure about that's gonna make angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice.
That's when the angels rejoice.
Now when the light bulb first lit up the town, no, the angels did not dance around.
And when the man stepped on the moon, they didn't sing a victory tune.
There's only one thing that we're sure about that's gonna make and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice.
That's when the angels rejoice. Now heaven doesn't strike up the band for any old occasion at hand. It's gotta be a special thing to make those angels sing. Ah! Now when the Model T first hit the street, it didn't bring all heaven to its feet.
And when the first computer was born, they didn't blow Gabriel's horn.
There's only one thing that we're sure about that's gonna make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice.
That's when the angels rejoice. Now when the United States became a nation, there was no angelic celebration. But one lost sinner comes back home, they jump for joy around the throne. There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout. It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice. That's when the angels rejoice.
Does it matter what God has promised? Does it change my confidence or perspective? How many fears am I allowing to occupy my heart and head? Am I considering my fear in the light of what Jesus said in relationship to seeking His kingdom? He would have us to evaluate every fear in the light of the promises He's made. Romans 8, verse 31 says, "If God is for us, who can be against us? Is there anything He won't do for us?" Sometimes we confuse our needs and wants. Jesus said, "You will have troubles in this world, but these problems have come with a promise. True peace only comes when you wholeheartedly seek Me." That is hardly a popular narrative in our society. Beware the certainty of the majority. When the majority of people don't know God or trust God, expect them not to hold to a godly view of leading. If we let the majority tell us how to live, we're often going down a terrible road. In the Bible, in the book of Numbers, chapter 13 and 14, there's evidence that God often leads in the two, not the ten.
Part of my life was given at an early age to the one who said to hold the keys to heaven's gates. And as I've grown, I sought to find a better way while I'm here. And I found the same creator gives peace when I walk near. And I will walk the road less traveled. And I will stand where few have stood. On the road to home, and I find tears in the covering when I wander all alone. When I come back to the journey, tired, curiosity, I know the mercy of the Master who walks ahead of me, and I will walk the road less traveled. I will stand where few have stood.
Charles Spurgeon from Morning by Morning says, why is it that some Christians, although they hear many sermons, make but slow advances in the divine life? Because they neglect their closets and do not thoughtfully meditate on God's word. They love the wheat but don't grind it, would have the corn but they will not go forth into the fields to gather it. The fruit hangs upon the tree but they will not pluck it. The water flows at their feet, but they will not stoop to drink it. From such folly, deliver us, O Lord, and be this our resolve.
I've been every devotional, been every place emotional. Try to hear a new word from God, and I think it's very odd. That while I attempt to help myself, my Bible sits upon the shelf with every promise I could ever need. And the Word was, and the Word is, and the Word will. Truth like they're buying a new tailored suit. Does it fit across the shoulders? Will it fade when it gets older? We throw ideas that aren't in style in the Salvation Army pile and search for something more to meet our needs. But the Word was, and the Word is, and the Word will be. Seek ye first, what a verse. We are pressed but not crushed, perplexed but don't despair. We are persecuted but not abandoned. We are no longer slaves, we are daughters and sons. And when we are weak, we are very strong. And neither death nor life.
You're listening to Mark and Friends. We heard from Linda recently. She dropped us a note in the mail to say, enclosed is my gift of support as of March. Please know that I'm increasing my gift amount by another $10 a month. Thanks to Mark and staff for shining his truth and grace through the radio. God bless you all. Thanks, Linda, for that. We appreciate your generosity, and thank you for dropping us a note. Continue fighting the good fight of overcoming the darkness. Your radio ministry of teaching and preaching programs and wonderful music gives us hope while we're waiting for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hopelessness is the devil's propaganda. Thank you to the radio station for shining the light of Jesus in a dark and weary world. That is from Karen. Thank you, Karen. We appreciate that encouragement. And Daniel from Springfield dropped us a note in the mail. We had the pleasure of talking with Daniel when he stopped by at the WLUJ Open House back in the fall. Speaking of which, we want to make sure that you don't miss out on the Open House for Great News Radio in Marketplace Mall coming up in March. It's Saturday, March 26th from 1 to 4 p.m., a free event, food and fellowship, and we would love for you to come and see the new studios of Great News Radio. We're in Marketplace Mall on the side with Lynn's Crafters and Old Navy. We're right between those two. If you'd like more information, give us a call at 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Or go to greatnewsradio.org for more information about the Great News Radio Open House from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, March 26th at Marketplace Mall in Champaign.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Ooh.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out. You would cross an ocean.
Even though it's cold and snowy today, I hope you have a good rest of this day. And thank you for listening to Mark and Friends from Great News Media. I'm Tim Nelson. Mark will be back tomorrow in the studio with Pastor Jason Schiffo to give us some encouragement from God's Word here on Mark and Friends.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk.
your side, I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is looking at me. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Imagine. Ooh, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. All creation bowed down. The whole universe saying your name out loud. I can only imagine all our broken lives resurrected in the healing.